Protected bike lanes are more than a standard paint-only bike lane. The lanes feature a physical barrier between people on bicycles and motor vehicles. The bike lanes would be installed as part of the upcoming Madison Avenue road diet. The city has solicited public comment on several road designs planned for the busy street. The comment period ends on Sunday. 10th Ward Councilwoman Leah Golby.
If you look through the city's different alternatives for the Madison Avenue road diet, there are two of them that have parking protected bike lanes. And so the Protected Bike Lane Coalition supports either one of those options.
The lanes are springing up all over the country. Jason DeCruz with the Protective Bicycle Lane Coalition notes typical lane barriers include posts, planters, curbs, and parked cars.
Between the parked cars and the curb, there would be a bike lane installed just for bicycles. So that would separate the uses of the street between pedestrians, cyclists, and cars. Each of them get their own part of the street, and it makes it safer for all the users.
Proponents of the lane say they bring out more people on bikes instead of cars, reducing greenhouse gas emissions and improving air quality and health. For Albany, DeCruz says this is a do-or-die deal.
There is no backup plan, so this is really a rare opportunity that we have with the Madison Avenue Road Diet. It's not something that we've had funding for a very, very long time. It's not something that we've had the political will for until we've had this new mayor. So we really think that the time is now. It has to happen now.
The mayor was not in when the postcards were delivered, but Golby says she's been known to take to two wheels.
She definitely rode her bike on Bike to Work Day. She definitely supports a more bicycle-friendly city, and she's been very open to the Protected Bike Lane Coalition.
For more information about the lanes and video of the postcard press conference, visit WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.